Let's not waste.
Yeah,
Let's not waste anyone's evening
yeah.
now. And let's just, you know. Should we go round in a circle? Dan, what was your?
Well, once I got over my laptop crashing almost immediately, it was brilliant. It's a great venue. I really enjoyed the gig. It's always good to have an attentive audience. Shut up, James. That'll do.
James?
The circle goes round that way.
Does
I
it?
Think.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. we'll do you last then.
Talking about music.
Anyone like to say anything?
Somebody's.
Well, I would like to say that was brilliant, and it's such a, it's fantastic to have events like this here. I mean, we've set this gallery up specifically for events like this. So it's sort of intimate performances. Obviously, sound is the main thing because of Joseph living here. So that was the first one, and I think it was a big success, and it's exactly the kind of thing that we want to do more of here.
Cool. Oh.
So well done, and fascinating to be able to watch you doing it as well.
Thank you, Kay. I'm just one of those weird guys that actually sticks out and listens to stereos rather than actually having music on wallpaper these days, and for me that was great because I'd love just being immersed in sound, and it was a great different experience to listening to a music performance to be immersed in sound, and I found it very meditative, very evocative of lots of memories, and also the visual stimulation of watching you guys doing it at the same time, having my eyes open rather than just being in my own head with it, was a nice aspect of it as well. It's very enjoyable. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to?
Yeah, I didn't really look at you guys working in any other time actually, so it was just beautiful just to have like a whole different universe. In fact, what's really great is like having a universe set up and then having another one beautifully just slightly starting at the background just to push.
Because you're right by the door as well, and you probably would have
well,
been hearing a bit of environmental.
Song right at the beginning. and the laptop crashing.
That added a bit of drama to it, didn't it? That's a bit of sweating going
drama
on.
For me. Managed to get it together, I didn't throw the laptop out the door and anything.
No, it had a beautiful flow. That's the great thing about like, having a live performance is that it has a natural flow to it. That even when you're kind of like doing it like to, at home, like to record, create a performance, like it becomes a bit too kind of planned. You like, this, you know, like, and so like the idea of like this drawing you into it is like, it was fantastic.
Thank
cool.
you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Can I be perverse and ask a question?
Go on then. Yes, please. Please do, Joe. Yeah.
From where my vantage point back here, I couldn't see much, so I'd be interested just from a purely geeky kind of sound point of view to find out what were some of the objects and things that you were using, because I presume there was a lot of object-based stuff going on over your side apart from the sampler. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. If you're asking me, yes. I mean, we both tried to choose objects for tonight's performance that had some link. Some reference to the project, to the exhibition, and the most obvious and literal way we both thought to do that independently of each other is to use ceramic. Now this is a bowl that I broke earlier, much to my wife's displeasure.
This little pot.
Excellent. And so, how were you using those things? You were then vibrating.
So,
this is
going into this rather nice little box thing that I bought off a guy in London Road Market, which is just a little. It's a metal box. It's a great radio. It's got a pickup inside and a tone and volume on there. You plug it into a compressor.
Yes.
And then that goes into the sound card, into the laptop, into Pure Data, which is the Maximus P. And then. And also going in, I've got this little Chinese-made synth thing, which is really nice.
Yes.
So all that goes in there, and then it comes out and goes through the pedals and into the desk and then into that desk.
Yeah.
For one moment there, I thought you had a Rolf Harris style effect.
No, no, I have got a style effect, actually.
It's over here, little boy.
Can you tell what it is?
My style effect.
Anyway, this probably isn't for the funders.
We may have some legal issues.
They do a really nice style effect beatbox thing, which my partner's sister and brother-in-law bought me, and I used for ages and then managed to break it, unfortunately. But it's a fabulous thing.
I used to have a stylophone when I was a kid. I think that was the first electronic instrument I ever owned.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what started it all off.
For a lot.
You know.
I used to live with a guy who had a professional studio version of the stylophone.
There was a whole orchestra
version.
There was a record that came with it. There was a 7-inch single that came with the original stylophone, which had, like, there was a bass version, there was an alto version, there was a treble version, and they had a whole orchestra of these things, all multi-tracked. On this 7-inch single.
And I bet it sounded rubbish. Still sounding really thin.
down here, did you have some sort of magnetic stimulation of these metal objects?
Yeah, was there something spinning in a bowl at some point?
You've got me now.
They're not those.
As I have small children,
our kids love them.
But
these things are called.
Some of these for my drum
I'll
show you.
Something that run along the floor.
Hold that.
Get one on Amazon.
What are they called?
Hex bugs.
Hex bugs.
So
I think they're about £3 or £4 each at the moment. Not.
Look at that.
Change up a blister pack.
Absolutely brilliant.
I've heard that Poundland, one of the pound shops on London Road, does. This one's also going out for the funders.
Yeah.
Does vibrating cock rings
and
miniature dildos also that vibrate? And apparently they're really great. You can set them off. Probably very similar to this. But
which Poundland is this?
I haven't found them yet. I have been looking, but I'm too shy to ask.
Could you pop down on the road tomorrow and find me a vibrating cock ring?
Honest, Gov, that's why I was buying.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's a musical instrument, really.
I suspect it's a similar effect to these little creatures. I saw, do you know Mark Sanders, the drummer?
I saw him
putting something like this, but they didn't have the little legs, but they were running around his kit.
So, have we got any more feedback? Anyone like to say anything else?
Anybody else? Any more for
these? Is what I was actually thinking. Were these moving around somehow?
Yeah, they would. You know,
was there
everything's piled in there? I don't know if you've seen Seymour Wright play.
Now I know the name. Yeah.
But he, I saw him one time where he just piled his saxophone on top of another like a trumpet and then some other objects, just made a pile, and he had something in there, something bigger than these, vibrating.
Yeah.
And the whole pile was kind of rattling until it kept falling down. Then he just built the pile up again. Did this for about half an hour. And in the end, something clearly wasn't right about, I mean, I thought it was great. Something clearly wasn't right for him about the performance. He actually kicked the table that the pile was on at the end and just was like, that's no, it's not working. But that's the kind of idea. Just, you know, make a pile. It basically changes the sound, changes by itself. You could be doing something else.
Yeah.
So, did you just want to repeat that comment about?
Oh,
the
sorry.
Thing?
I thought that I've never been to a headphone concert before, and I quite like the concept. I like that you put these headphones on, and then, like, you kind of know you're not going to hear the phone ringing if the babysitter having problems getting the kids to bed. You know, you might as well just forget everything else and you're just in this little zone and you just can just get immersed in
it and
just sit down and do a gig rather than being distracted. I thought that's quite good.
Cool.
So I don't actually even normally listen to music on headphones or wear headphones at all.
No, I don't either. Trying to avoid it.
how does this affect, another question for you guys, the performance, how does this affect the performance? Doing kind of in this format, or doing something in this way rather than doing something over speakers in a conventional venue. Is it affected at all?
It's really different. You're much more in, I don't don't know. I wasn't aware of it. I mean, partly because I was sitting back to you, but I was not aware that there were other people here after I'd finished.
We actually went
into
the kitchen.
Yeah, I did as well. Yeah, it's 2 a.m.
There was a signal from Paul that told us to come back in.
Yeah. So there's that, and I think there's no.